Lord Jesus, please give us docile and obedient hearts and the discernment to know false prophecies. Amen. Well, this is something I really dislike doing, and that's basically making a correction on the body of Christ. The groups of believers that have been circulating false prophecies and stories about the Lord's return and the end of the world coming about on September 23rd. Well, here we are. Obviously, it was another rumor and not authentically from God. And we have a few people on the channel who insist on sharing prophecies from other channels that contradict what the Lord has been telling us here. And I'm asking you all, if you see something like that, would you please, if you have it in your heart, refute it? Because it's causing unrest and instability with people who are very impressionable. And it's wrong to do this. The Lord has given us some wonderful promises, and He's faithful. We're praying, we're fasting, and He is faithful to bring them about. So tonight I was going to write a letter to the prayer warriors explaining this to them and asking them to please be on the alert for those who are circulating these false prophecies. And I just had stumbled across Kim Clemens' end time predictions, and I felt the anointing on it when I saw it, so I decided to listen to it. It's a 10-minute piece. And he was confirming everything the Lord had told us. So I was going to advise you all to listen to this 10-minute segment on what God has in store for America. But then the Lord took over and began speaking to me about those who have come against this channel, circulating false prophecies, when I have asked them repeatedly, please do not do this, over a 2 or 3 year period, and they still do it. Because what they're reporting is totally opposite of what the Lord has told us, and it's causing confusion. Many of you are seasoned, but there's some that aren't seasoned Christians, and they listen to these things, and it causes them fear and anxiety. And it's terrible, because the Lord has given us a word to stand on about what He's doing in this nation. So I'm hoping that all of you will see the truth and the lies and not allow them to pass these words on to you. You have a free will, and all I can do is advise you as Jesus has advised me. But still, some will not cooperate, and they'll withstand the Lord's words to us. Please uphold His honor. I love, honor, and appreciate you all so much. We need to stand against lying prophecies. So these are the words of the Lord tonight. To my precious prayer warriors, those of you who have not compromised but kept my wishes as the law of your heart, you have not sought the scintillating news on the internet, YouTube prophecies about yesterday being your last day on earth, and all the fear-mongering of those who were led astray by false prophets. A fear of Russia, fear of North Korea, and all the other false flag news to keep your mind off the present time assignments and duties, to keep you searching hours and hours on the news of my coming. With you, I am well pleased. You will have peace in your hearts because of your obedience. You will have much fruit in my kingdom because you persevered and kept your focus on my wishes and did not stoop to be entertained and waste time on false reports of my coming. These are those which I spoke about in Matthew 24. There will be many false prophets, lying visions and rumors to keep people in a state of insecurity and uproar. This is not my will for you. I have chosen Heart Dwellers to be a unique people of love, focused on love and intimacy with me, as the early church of Philadelphia, the brotherly love church, which I promised would be taken in the rapture. This is pure and living water. What is being circulated as true prophecy of disaster to America right now is poisoned water. And a well cannot have both bitter and pure water. Those who spread these rumors are bitter wells and false prophets trying to take your attention off the peace and security I have planned for you, my people. This is a season of outpouring of gifts and anointings for those of you who are focused on my will. But there are those that would raise themselves up against me and circulate all kinds of lies and tales from false prophets, astrologers, and fearmongers who are trying to derail your faith and keep you from seeing the real enemy, which is the shadow government born from the New World Order. Now, some people would ask me, well, how are they derailing your faith? Very simply, because nothing happens. These predictions come hot and heavy, broadcast all over the place, and nothing happens. And you're a laughingstock, because you told everyone that this was going to happen, and it didn't happen. And when that happens, you not only derail the faith of those around you that could have been saved or believed in the Lord, you're also undermining your own faith, because you're listening to lying rumors. The Lord continued, I'm calling you, heart dwellers, to purify your hearts from these rumors. Stop entertaining and acknowledging those who are following every sensational prediction, not from my true prophets. Defend my honor. I have told you what is in store for you. Defend my honor and refuse to take part in listening to those who come to you with popular tales meant to stir up fear and insecurity. They are poison to my body, and I am calling those of you who truly believe, love, and obey me to speak against these lying predictions. Much of this is invented to make money, but my sheep don't understand the true nature of those who are always stirring up fear. Their subscriptions soar, their wallets fatten, but their judgment will be severe, because their motives are self-promotion and worldly gain. And through their greed, they have led many innocent victims astray. Cleave to me, my people, and I will tell you when to prepare for what. Now is a season of growth for the earth. Now is a time to spread my love and my coming. Now is the time to use your gifts and to continue fasting, that the evil powers of this world will be seriously delayed in carrying out their agenda of ruining this country. Each of you are precious to me, and speak to others with no motive other than to glorify me and prepare the world for my coming. Others who follow false prophets are stirring up insecurity, keeping my vessels unto honor from moving forward with their giftings. They are not for me, they are against me. And I'm calling on you who know better to refuse to take part in this poison. There will be a huge wave of confused souls hung over from this exciting rumors generated that never came to pass. Now is a very good time to apply loving correction and point them in the right direction. Exhort them to use their gifts for the kingdom of God. Stop looking up at the sky and get busy. You know he's coming. Glance up there from time to time to acknowledge it, but don't sit around staring at the sky. Use your gifts for the kingdom. Exhort them to know themselves so they will not be so easily carried away by every flashy rumor and devilish wile. Exhort them to examine their hearts and repent before me for those sins they have ignored, for the needy they've passed by in their rush to prepare for the end of the world. I have taken and set you aside for my purposes, and I am sending you out to correct those who have been caught up in lies and rumors. With love, exhort them to return to me and set to work on my agendas. I am coming soon, and many are not ready because they've immersed themselves in false prophecies and not worked on their own hearts. Many will not be taken because they have taken no time to reform their lives and live only for me. Exhort with love. Expose the lies. Call them back to me. And I'm going to leave a link on here for Kim Clements' last prophetic words. I'm going to read just a short blurb that appears underneath that video. North Korea, Iran, USA, some of Kim Clemens' last prophetic words are being shared over and over lately, especially words regarding North Korea, Iran, and the U.S. I encourage you to read through some of his last prophetic words, which are now words for sure. Some of what Kim shares is, do not be afraid of North Korea. Do not be afraid of Iran. Do not be afraid of the nations. For in 2016, everything will change, says the Lord. There will be a sound of liberty from the White House. There will be a sound of prayers from the White House. And all I can say is that the Lord has told us just recently, do not be afraid of North Korea. Do not be afraid of Iran. But do pray against the underground government and the New World Order. And that's what he has us doing now. So the Lord bless you all, dear ones. Please, please, hearken to the Lord's wisdom about not believing everything that comes down the pike, and especially things that are exciting and catch your attention and your sense of adventure. Be very cautious with that. God bless you.